I got it! I'm patched in!
Guys, let me hear it.
Now, from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
We're locked. Systems check out. Signal across the board. What's the frequency?
It's the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Got a very special guest coming up in the most valuable person on the planet. How do we tease this, Sandberg? How do I say this without saying this?
The number 16.
Okay. He was talked about last hour.
He was talked about last hour. He did not spill beer at Katie's dog's birthday party.
Mm-hmm. However, we do have a texter, awkward things that happened at a party. 912, I got drunk at a party in Germany and threw up in the bathroom. The Germans were impressed that I cleaned up after myself. The next time I saw them, they gave me a non-alcoholic Beck's with a pink ribbon on it.
Oh, that's great.
There you go. Awkward things that happened to you at
call
a party.
Callback.
Nice. For you comedians, that's funnier than you think it is. At 7:13, look who's in the studio. It's our friend Nick Lorenz. Nick, how are you, buddy?
Good. How are you, Steve?
It's great to see you. You spokesperson extraordinaire. I'm going to tell you something, Nick, and I mean this. You are the best spokesperson for a cause I have ever seen. We have a lot of people come through this studio. You do a wonderful job.
Thank you.
You're welcome. How have you been?
Good. Well, now me and my dad were officially a Knights of Columbus.
Are you a member now?
Yep.
Congratulations. That's
now,
a big deal.
You're going to call me Sir Nick now.
We can call you
Sir Nick.
Oh, because he's been knighted.
Yes.
Right, yeah, right. This is how it starts.
You and Paul McCartney.
Can you introduce your friend here to the right? Your right.
Well, this is my friend, Alex. She works in the Lombard office with my friend Shelley, who's in charge of the Duck Derby.
Right. And you guys are here to talk about the Duck Derby. And,
that's correct.
Which benefits who?
The Special Olympics Illinois.
And did you ever meet a guy like Nick?
I have never met an athlete or a person in general like Nick. He is amazing. I don't know that he has any strangers in his life. I think he's friends with everyone.
The mayor should know as many people as you know, Nick. So explain how the Duck Derby works, and then we'll ask Nick what the secret is.
Okay, so we are doing the Duck Derby again for Special Olympics Illinois. It's our 13th year. We're going to have 60,000 rubber ducks splash off the Wabash Bridge this year. That's new.
Oh, that is new.
We do the Columbus Bridge, but as it's under construction, we had to move locations. So they'll race towards State Street. We still have a big family fest out at 400 North Michigan, and that starts at 10 o'clock on Thursday, and then splashdown's at 1 again off the Wabash Bridge.
Now, eventually somebody's going to have a duck pulled with their number on it. What are they going to win?
Yeah, they can win a new Chevy Equinox.
How about that?
Hey. Oh, how about that?
Chevy dealers getting it done.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. And this year's spokesperson under the tutelage of Nick is Jack Clawater.
Yes, yeah. Jack is unfortunately on vacation, or he'd be here repping with Nick. But
right.
You can see him at the river on August 9th. He'll be pulling out that winning duck.
Now, here's what I do every year. And I challenge everybody listening to do the same, but certainly all the deadbeat radio personalities in town.
Sure.
Like,
especially us, you mean?
Yeah, not you guys, the other shows.
Okay.
There are different levels, different amounts of ducks you can buy. Each duck has a number, which increases your chance of winning.
Yes.
All right, so what's a quack pack?
A quack pack is six ducks for $25.
Six for $25. Mm-hmm. So if I bought four quack packs, that'd be $100.
Yeah.
All right, I'm in.
Awesome.
Look at that.
Nick, you just sold so many ducks.
Yeah, you just sold me 24 ducks, Nick. And by the way, Nick, here's the rest of this. If I win the car, it's going to you, buddy. You get the car. Because you know what? Chicks dig guys with new Chevys.
All right.
Nick's mom is here. And who else is here with you guys today?
My friend Gina.
Gina, look at you, buddy. Getting it done. All right, Nick, let's remind people. What are your sports?
Bocce, golf, volleyball. Well, I started my first practice on Tuesday.
Oh, for volleyball?
Yeah.
You had like 14 other sports, Dave, didn't he?
No, and well, I mean, that's a lot already.
Yeah, but are you getting old now, Nick? You're aging out of some of these sports? You can't go physically the way you used to? How old are you now, Nick?
23.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, best years behind you. Sore when you wake up in the morning, Nick?
Never.
Steve, you're talking about yourself.
Oh, that's true. I am talking about myself, aren't I?
Hey, Nick, what do you have to do to prepare for those sports? As an athlete, what's your regimen? What's your routine to get ready for, say, golf or bocce or even volleyball?
Well, exercise is the important thing, and drink lots of water and keep cool and wear a lot of sunscreen.
What's your best sport?
Well, character news. Well, our bocce ball down at state got canceled this year because of the heat.
Oh, because of the heat. But what is that the one you enjoy the most?
Yeah.
I thought you were a golfer. I thought you and I were golfing, you know, buddies.
Yeah, what's that medal for that you're wearing, Nick?
Well, me and my dad, we did a tournament up in Chicago Heights, Illinois, for Special Olympics. We had a golf tournament.
Well, excellent.
And how'd you do?
We got second place. We lost by 2 strokes.
All right. Oh, that's pretty impressive. Yeah,
that's very impressive.
Nick, are you ever going to play with Steve, or is he don't have a good enough handicap?
Yeah,
for you?
Probably not. I don't probably have the game to compete with you and your dad.
Yeah,
of course Steve does.
Okay. So Nick has my back.
It's a challenge, Steve.
All right,
challenge. That doesn't he doesn't have your back. He wants to play against you. It sounds like
exactly right. All right, again, you can adopt a duck for $5, a quack pack for $25, a flock of ducks for $100, or 240 ducks for $1,000. They're also selling these cool red T-shirts that everybody wears. It's working for the organization. Where do I get those? Same place?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or you can buy one on race day.
And where will the headquarters of Race Day be?
We'll be down right at 400 North Michigan. You can buy a T-shirt. You can adopt your ducks. You come hang out with Nick.
We do, you know, I don't know that we do this all the time. We need to thank the city for the cooperation as well, right? Because it's a big deal.
Yeah, they're great partners. We really appreciate all the support making this happen.
It's really fun to watch the ducks get, I forget what you call it, when they get dumped in the water.
Splash down.
Look at you.
Nick said it a couple of minutes ago.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Steve.
Yes, sir.
Can I explain what we had over the weekend for in
Chicago? Of course. What'd you have?
Well, Special Olympics just had their 50th anniversary in Chicago. So, Rahm Emanuel, the mayor, was there. So I yelled to him, said, "Go, Rahm Emanuel!" And then he pointed right at me.
You know what? He should be, because he's not as famous as you are, but he's running again, and he could use your help.
Yeah, I want to give a big shout out to Rahm Emanuel, and I want to tell him thanks for coming out to the 50th.
There you go.
And I know he did a great job talking.
And am I right about this? Wasn't it one of the Kennedy sisters that was crucial in starting Special Olympics?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Eunice Kennedy Shriver.
Right. And without her push, including her push of her brother prior to the organization even kicking off, none of this would be possible.
It's very true. Yeah, we're very thankful to the Kennedy Foundation.
Thanks for all the work you're doing.
Yeah.
Thank you. Nick's working hard, too. He sold 2,000 ducks so far this year.
All right.
Well, 2024, buddy. Yeah.
Special Pictures had a Cubs game yesterday at Wrigley Field. We got tickets to the rooftop.
Nice. Oh, cool. You know what, Nick? I don't feel like 24 is enough. How about I go to 50? 50 ducks. What's that going to cost me? $210. I'll take 200 of that from Dave. We'll be all good.
Yeah, we're good.
Wow. What are you saying, Nick?
Thank you, guys.
All right, and you'll take those 50 ducks and hand those numbers out to whoever you want.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You bet. All right, listen, again, one more time, the website to go to is?
ChicagoDuckyDerby.com. I will link it on our website, too.
You'll put it up?
Yep.
Okay, and also at Cochran Show on Twitter and Steve Cochran Show on Facebook. Nick, last words to you, buddy. What do you want to say?
I will say, Nick, thanks for letting us come out today. And
Nick, you're welcome anytime here, dude. You just come up. What do you think of the new studio?
I like it.
How about the view?
I love the view.
Right? Yeah. We put this lake in when we heard you were coming.
Well, I heard that Jake from Fox News is getting married in Europe.
Is that right? You're going over to Fox now, right? Do a little TV?
We are.
Look at you.
Nick, multimedia Nick, you superstar.
Today he's coming back. He wants my job. He wants to do sports.
I told Nick off the air, we're trying to get Dave to retire so Nick can slide into the mold. But Dave's just not taking a hint.
Well, my dad went to the Hall of Fame ceremony the other night.
Oh, come on, really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
That's great.
Well, that's very cool.
Well, I didn't get to go because it's very far away.
Well, plus, you're working, dude. You're working. You had to come in and see your pal Steve.
Derby
week.
Well, I work at a restaurant in downtown Frankfort called Trail's Edge. It used to be a barbecue restaurant.
And you're working at a movie theater as well?
Yes, sir.
Boy, your mom's cracking the whip. No more laying around for you, pal. Nick Lorenz, you got a great family, Nick, and you're a good dude, and you're always welcome here.
So far on Wednesday, when I was working at Marcus,
what happened on Wednesday?
I collected over 45 leftover tickets.
What'd you do with the tickets?
I counted all the tickets.
Okay.
So for my goal is to get 60 tickets now.
All right. Well, listen, if you set a goal, you always achieve it. Oh, by the way, can I have my poster that you made for me?
Sure.
Right there in front of you, if you'd hand that over. This is a very cool poster. And Sandberg, maybe you can get that online as well.
I will, for sure.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Great seeing you.
Great seeing you, Steve.
And thanks for bringing all your friends.
Thanks so much for having us.
All right.
And go Cubs.
Go Cubs and White Sox and everybody else. And I'm going to sign up for the Quack Pack Plus 2 right now online at duckrace.com/Chicago.
And go Northwestern.
Oh, look at this.
That's right. Go Cats.
Listen, I don't know that we need you, Dave. Time to step aside.
And go Special Olympics.
That's exactly right.
You got them all.
What a rock star.